This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a story published in Public Herald, it's reported that since 1948, Montana has been using a poison linked to Parkinson's disease in lakes, ponds, and rivers across the state. In August 2022, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, or FWP, administered the fourth round of a piscicide, or a fish-killing chemical poison called rotenone, to the North Fork of Spanish Creek, a tributary to the Gallatin River watershed outside of Bozeman, Montana. First registered in the U.S. in 1947, rotenone has been grouped together with other pesticides, including paraquat, the disease-causing agent in Roundup, into a category of chemicals that are known to increase the risks of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is considered one of the fastest-growing neurological disorders in the world, and the ties to paraquat have been documented for years. Since 2019, FWP has been applying rotenone using backpack sprayers and drip stations to the North Fork of Spanish Creek in an attempt to kill invasive fish species and restore native West Slope cutthroat trout populations. The overall goal of FWP is to establish genetically distinct cutthroat to 20% of their historical range in the Upper Missouri River Basin. West Slope cutthroat trout currently live in less than 3% of their historic range. The poison rotenone kills non-native fish, but also has long-term effects on humans that have been well documented. Two hydrogeologists in a story published by the Santa Fe New Mexican blamed rotenone for their diagnosis of Parkinson's disease after they applied the chemical in one of the biggest fish kill operations in U.S. history. At ages 34 and 37, their Parkinson's diagnoses put them in a group of 2% of people who developed the disease before the age of 60. FWP's own 2019 draft environmental assessment report on rotenone use acknowledges the danger, saying, "Concern over a potential link between rotenone and Parkinson's disease often emerges in piscicide projects." FWP records show that since 1948, Montana agencies have applied rotenone 253 times at more than 200 different water bodies to an estimated length of 533 miles of surface water throughout Montana. Archaeologists have discovered a stunning 1,300-year-old necklace made of gold, garnets, and other semi-precious stones at an excavation site in central England earmarked for a housing development. The necklace and other precious objects, called the Harpole Treasure after the local parish in Northamptonshire County, where they were unearthed in April, also revealed a powerful role played by some women in Anglo-Saxon England. The jewelry piece was buried with a woman of high status who died between 630 and 670 AD. The trove also included a relatively large silver cross, two decorated pots, and a shallow copper dish. The Anglo-Saxon jewelry suggests the woman was powerful and extremely devout, perhaps an early Christian leader, a princess, or an abbess. The gravesite is thought to be the most significant burial from a unique sliver of English history when pagan and Christian beliefs intermingled and women held powerful positions in the early church. About a dozen other high-status female burials, known as bed burials, have been discovered elsewhere in England. In some cases, the gravesites included similar necklaces. X-rays taken of blocks of soil removed from the gravesite reveal an ornately decorated but delicate cross cast in silver and mounted on wood. The artifact also had unusual depictions of human faces cast in silver. The necklace is the most ostentatious of its type ever to be found in Great Britain, with 30 pendants and beads made of gold, garnets, glass, and semi-precious stones strung together along with Roman coins.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.